welcome to Caffeine and Chaos, a podcast for moms by a mom who's just taking it one day and one cup of coffee at a time. My name's Karina, I'll be your hostess, and you are listening to episode number 3. Hey guys, happy Tuesday! It is a decent day here in Japan. It was sunny a couple minutes ago. Some clouds are starting to roll in. It'll probably rain, but the temperature is nice, so not much to complain about there. It is a busy week here, very exciting for us. We haven't made out too bad living in the hotel. We've been in the hotel now for almost a week, and really and honestly, we haven't made. There is a kids' playroom down the hall with so many toys. There's a library upstairs. The restaurant attached to our hotel has been great. The weather yesterday was fabulous. So we were able to go outside for a little bit, got some great pictures of the kids. But I can definitely tell you that we are ready to be in a house. We have been out of a house of our own for a month now. So the idea of being able to finally move into our own space is really, really exciting. We're really looking forward to it. So we have 2 more sleeps here in the hotel. Tomorrow we have our newcomers brief here on the island, which the sponsor, my husband, and the spouse, me, are required to attend when you're new here because we are living in a foreign country, which is still so weird to think about. We're living in a foreign country. I think it'll hit me more once we are allowed off base and we can experience the community more here. But, so we're really excited. And on the bright side, when we move into our house on Thursday, our first shipment that we sent about 2 months ago will be arriving. So we will have some of our own things in the house too. So it's all working out beautifully and we're still loving our time here. And our kids are doing great. They've been troopers through all of this. So I'm excited about today's topic. This is a little bit more of a serious topic. I think it's a topic that's a little more touchy, but it's something I've wanted to write a blog on for a while, and I've really struggled with putting the words on the paper. I think with blogs, I personally, just the way that I write and the way that I organize things, when I write a blog, I really want for it to be perfect. I want the wording to be right. I want it to sound good when you read it. But with podcasts, one thing that I love is that I feel like I can be a little more candid, and it doesn't have to be perfect all the time, which is really nice for me because it's a lot less work than writing a blog and a lot less stress for me. And I feel like a podcast gives me the opportunity to really share my heart, and you can hear my voice and the tone of my voice and understand where I'm coming from a little better. So some of you may recall a couple weeks ago there was a video that went around Facebook of a pastor from Tennessee who called out a young mom in the middle of the church service when her baby started crying in the service. And he made several comments toward that young mom and her child about how essentially children should be in the nursery, the service isn't a time to be disrupted, it's distracting. There was a lot of comeback against that pastor for that video. I myself shared the video on my Facebook and made a post about it. Seeing the video really got me fired up. As a mom, a young mom with 3 young children, I've been in the position of that mom. Thankfully, I've never had a pastor call me out in the service. But I've been there where you have a baby in the service with you. You know, your child isn't old enough for the nursery yet. Maybe you're just not comfortable. Maybe you're just not to the point where you're okay with leaving your baby in the nursery yet. And your baby starts crying in the service and you have to step out. You're not trying to be rude. You're not trying to be disrespectful. But watching that video just lit a little bit of a fire underneath me, I'll be honest. Because over the last 2 years, I have really struggled with some different aspects of being in church as a young mom. So that's what I wanted to talk about a little bit today, was just being a young mom and going to church. And I know that this episode may not be for everybody, but I would encourage you, stick it out and listen, because I think that some of the things I'm going to talk about applies more to life in general than it does just to going to church. I know moms who struggle with going out at all, who struggle with just getting out of the house after having a baby. And so maybe some of the things that I say today could be an encouragement to you about that. And my purpose with this isn't to point fingers or say, you know, oh, this person was so horrible after I had a baby or any of that. That's not my point, because we did not have that experience. My point in this podcast today is to hopefully encourage you, to let you know, number one, you're not alone. You're not the only person who's ever felt stressed about going places or overwhelmed by certain things or upset over how people have treated you or what people have said, but to also encourage you that this is a season of life that everybody experiences, and it's okay. And hopefully share with you some of the things that I did that really helped me to grow through this season of life where I had young babies who needed to be in the service with me, or when I was constantly having to step out of church services to go care for my children. And hopefully it'll be an encouragement and help to you. And I know that I've said that a lot, but I really want to emphasize that that's my goal with this podcast episode. So I've had three very different experiences with each of my children when it comes to church. Easton was an incredibly easy baby. I want to say he stayed with us in the service until he was probably about 6 months old. He was my first. I just wasn't ready to put him in the nursery yet. He was bottle fed, so putting him in the nursery was really, once I was ready to put him in the nursery, it was very easy for me, because I knew I could sit through a full service. I wasn't going to be called out unless they really needed me, and he was such a great kid. Anyway, he was easy. Wyatt was our hard baby, because he cried all the time. So 7 out of 10 times I was getting called back to the nursery to bring him into the service with me. He was also bottle fed, so that was easy enough, but he was just a fussier baby. And I struggled with postpartum depression after he was born very badly. I'll do a whole nother episode and talk about my experiences with that. But after he was born, it was a very unreal experience for me in dealing with that. With Addison, she's the first baby that I've ever breastfed. So that was a whole new experience in and of itself, which added on a layer when it came to getting ready to go out places, being outside of our home. I felt like the first couple months of her life, every time I left the house, had to be very timed and very meticulous. Planning out what I wore had to be thought out. Just so many details that I had to wrap my mind around. And so many times leaving the house for me was very overwhelming. But for some reason, the one time that going out caused me the most anxiety was when we would go to church. And I know some of you are probably listening thinking, you're a Christian, Karina, you shouldn't have had anxiety about going to church, and that means that there's something wrong. And I actually had someone say that to me. After Addison was born, I opened up with someone about the fact that going to church causes me a lot of anxiety, and here's why. Because I wasn't ready to put my daughter in the nursery yet, she would sit in the service with us, but I knew, inevitably, that at some point in the service she was going to get hungry and I was going to have to leave to go feed her. And conveniently enough, she always cried right as the sermon was starting or in the middle of it. So hardly ever was I sitting through a full service and hearing a sermon on Sundays. So I felt very empty. The one thing I love about church is that it really recharges me. And after having Addie, it was a season of my life when I wasn't getting that. And so I felt frustrated and I felt discouraged because there was no way for me to leave the sanctuary and go anywhere to feed her and still hear the service. And at the time, we were also struggling with our boys in that they had separation anxiety, which is normal for their age. With Easton, we found out there was some other underlying things going on that now as parents that we know we can, you know, work with him on that and combat that. And it's not his fault. So I really struggled as a mom, and I felt so torn between I'm being told that my family needs to come first, and that I need to be serving in the church, and that I need to be doing all these things, and I feel like I'm being pressured, but I'm so empty. I have nothing to give. I have nothing. I'm literally a well run dry, and I'm expected to be home and be the temperature gauge for our home and for our children. And I was so tired and so frustrated. And one day in a conversation, I had mentioned to someone that I had decided to go on some anti-anxiety medication. And they asked me why, and I explained to them why. And I told them, I said, oddly enough, the one time that my anxiety becomes the worst is church. It would literally be to the point where my heart would be racing the whole time we were there. I would feel nauseous and lightheaded. It was awful. It was horrible because I didn't want to feel that way. I would cry the whole way from our house to church because I just felt so overwhelmed. And this person looked at me and they said, well, if you're feeling that way about being at church, that means that you have a heart issue. And that person could not have been more wrong. And it really hit me as a mom when I realized that the society that we live in and the Christian world that we live in, anxiety is a trend. I believe anxiety is a real thing. I know it is a real thing. I live it. I experience it. But I think there are a lot of people who say, oh, I have anxiety. It's not real. And that's a completely different topic. I don't think it's everybody who says they have anxiety. But we live in a world where it's a very big thing. And so when I said that and this person looked at me and said, well, if you have anxiety, you have a heart problem. I knew what my spiritual condition was and I knew what I was struggling with. And my biggest thing was that I wasn't being fed. I wasn't full. And so I was running on empty all the time and I was so tired. And so I had to find ways throughout the week to keep myself focused and to continue to be spiritually fed during the week, because I knew, and I had to remind myself all the time, this is a stage. And my daughter and I was very blessed, and I'm still very blessed to be able to breastfeed her. It's something I've always wanted to do. But it was a stage, and it was a stage in which she needs me to be able to be there for her. I supply her food source. I literally keep her alive. And that is beautiful and amazing in and of itself. But I still needed to make sure that I was being spiritually filled. And so listening to sermons throughout the week and finding Bible studies and doing other things to fill me up during the week. Now, albeit for me personally, none of those things did it for me quite as much as going to church on Sundays and being surrounded by the people who had become our family, being encouraged by them and hearing our pastor and his heart and worshiping with a church family. Nothing did it for me quite like that. But I was able to find other ways. One of the big ways that I found that really just brought me out of this funk was I got involved in a Bible study. And I want to highly encourage you, if you are a mom in any stage of life and you attend a church that offers a women's ministry or a mom's ministry and they meet and they have a Bible study, or you have friends who want to do a Bible study, do it. Pick a book, pick a program, do a Bible study, because I will tell you, it made such a huge difference in my life with my parenting. It changed my marriage. It transformed my marriage. I can't even begin to tell you where my husband and I were at when I started going to this Bible study versus where we were at the end. Was because of the way that God worked in my heart through that Bible study. It had nothing to do with my husband. It had everything to do with my relationship with God and how transformed it was through a Bible study on Monday nights and meeting with a group of women who shared their heart. And we read through a book called A Woman After God's Own Heart. I highly recommend it, 10 out of 10. It is the most life-changing book you will ever read. Now, I will say she's a little extreme in some areas. But when I started following through with some of the things that she said, wow, my marriage was changed, my parenting was changed, my outlook on life changed, and I felt so filled and so relaxed and so blessed. So if your church has a Bible study, if you have Christian friends who are doing a Bible study, go get involved. Do it. It is so worth it, especially if you are a mom. Having that time to meet together with other women and encourage one another and be filled is so important. Because we're home with our kids, or we're working, and then we're home with our kids and our husbands. And it's biblical. It's backed by the Bible. We are supposed to bless our home. We are the temperature gauge of our home. But you can only keep your house so warm, and you can only serve your family so much if you're running on empty. And so we as moms, as wives, need to make sure that we're doing our part to keep ourselves full, and that our relationship with God is in a place that's good and that's positive. And I'm not saying that it's going to be like that all the time. Believe me, there are good times and there are bad times, and the good times are good and the bad times are bad. But the good thing to that is that God never changes. And that was something that I just learned through this stage of dealing with anxiety and about going to church. I started to find ways to fill myself. And a lot of my anxiety stemmed from the fact that I was so empty, and I would go to church on Sundays and I would feel so frustrated, because what I would hear is, you need to serve, you need to serve, you need to serve, you need to serve. Okay, that's great. I can't serve if I'm empty. I couldn't, and I was exhausted by it. And I do think it's important to serve. My family comes first, and that's where serving for us as moms and wives starts, is our home. If you're not serving first in your home, you shouldn't be serving anywhere else. And that's something I feel very strongly about, and that's my personal opinion. Because your family needs you first. Your kids, your husband comes first, and then your children, before anybody else in your home. If your home's not in order, nothing else is going to be in order. That was something that I learned through that Bible study. And really making an effort to keep our home and our family a priority really transformed how other things started to look. I had so many goals and dreams, things that I wanted to do that I just didn't have time for because life was chaotic. And I'll tell you what, when I started to change my priorities, my life started to transform. And I started to have time for things like this podcast, which has been super great and super nice. So my number one thing that I would encourage you to do, if you're a mom who's been in my position where you feel anxious, especially about being in church, you're not being filled, find a way to be filled. Listen to sermons throughout the week. Find Christian podcasts to listen to while you're cleaning or caring for your children. Play encouraging Christian music throughout your day. Music has such power and such ability to encourage us. And worship isn't just something we do at church. We can do it at home in our kitchen washing dishes. And that's really, really something so beautiful about our relationship with God, is that it's personal. It's a personal relationship. And you can do it anywhere, anytime, in your car, in the kitchen. It's great. It's really, really a beautiful thing. Find a Bible study. Find a group of women who will encourage you in the right ways and who will push you to be the best that you can be to get yourself full. My second encouragement would be to find time for yourself. As a mom, it's really a challenge to find time for ourselves. Let's be real. We have homes to take care of, we have kids, and sometimes even nap time is busy. Sometimes nap time is the only time to get things done. You know, we're making lists for our lists, and we're grocery shopping, and we're cleaning, and we're doing laundry, and we're running around like crazy, and then our husband comes home, and he's been at work all day, so he sits on the couch, and we're still working. Find time for yourself, even if it's only 30 minutes a day, even if the only time you're taking for yourself is to sit down and read a book. Or take a shower by yourself. Do it. Do it. It's vitally important. And if you struggle with anxiety, it will help so much to just have that time to take a deep breath. And one thing that I really found myself doing in the first couple months of Addison's life was taking that time for myself to just take a hot shower and just talk to God. and to share my heart with him. And I really found that through doing these things, connecting with people who could encourage me and making sure that I was spiritually filled through the week so that I could give and I could serve, and finding time for myself to just be alone in the stillness, in the quiet, doing something that I loved, giving myself the opportunity to not feel like I had to be a mom or a wife for 30 minutes a day, transformed my outlook on other things, because I suddenly didn't feel like going to church was a burden. I didn't feel like it was an obligation. I felt like I could go and I could do it, and it became enjoyable. And, you know, as the months came, we entered a different stage where Addison was in the nursery and I was getting called out to feed her sometimes, and other times I wasn't. And now we're in a very different stage in that we've just moved to a new country and we haven't been able to go to church yet out here, but we are planning to find a new church here. And so, you know, that's going to add a whole nother level of, I'm sure, a little bit of anxiousness on my part of finding a new church and putting my kids in a new nursery with people who they don't know and things like that. So I could go on and on and on about this. But I don't want this to just be a rambling thing. I want this to be something with a point. So if there's anything that you take away from this podcast today, hopefully you take away this. If you are a young mom with kids in church, maybe you're not loving it right now. Maybe you're discouraged. Plug yourself in. Step back from your ministries. Step back from every other obligation that you have. It is okay for you to say, I'm sorry, I'm not available. That's all you need to say. I'm sorry, I'm not available. Because your spiritual temperature and your spiritual condition do come first. You cannot give if you're empty. Make sure you're getting full. If that means that you need to go to church multiple times a week, go. If that means that you need to find multiple Bible studies, go. If that means that you need to start a Bible study, do it. Surround yourself with opportunities to be filled. Make your home a place where you can be filled, playing music, listening to podcasts, listening to sermons, listening to the Bible. Find ways to fill yourself on a daily basis, because believe me, after a couple days, you're going to notice a change in your attitude. You're going to notice a little more pep in your step. You're going to notice joy in your heart when you're getting up in the morning versus dragging your feet. For me, I noticed I was less tired because I started to find joy, and then I started to desire those moments of reading my Bible or listening to music, and I was automatically more drawn to things that filled me rather than just things that filled time. Secondly, keep going to church. Keep going. Even though it may be really hard at first, and you may cry for a couple Sundays on your way to church, it's okay. Cry. Be open with your spouse about how you're feeling. Let them know. Don't overwhelm yourself with being in church to the point of where you're just exhausted, but be in church. Be there. Connect with people. Find ways to fill yourself within the church as well. And then take time for yourself during the day. Nap time, after bed, you know, 30 minutes, 15 minutes, whatever you need each day to just take some time for yourself. Do it. Maybe you're not a mom. Maybe your kids are grown. Maybe they're out of the house. Maybe you're just a member of a church or a member of a community where you are surrounded or you know of young moms. Let me encourage you, reach out. Reach out to those young moms, because I guarantee you 9 times out of 10, they are dealing with things like this and they're not going to talk about it because they're afraid that they're going to be told things like, well, if that's how you're feeling, you have a heart issue. Reach out to that mom. Offer to hold her crying baby in the back of the church so she can sit with her husband and listen to a sermon. Invite her to your home for a Bible study. Text her encouraging Bible verses throughout the week. Check on her after she gets home from the hospital. These are the things that make a difference for young moms, but especially in the Christian community, be there. Be available. I know for me, through this, I really discovered the area of serving that I enjoy the most, and that is reaching out to people who need it. The people who are sick and sending encouraging texts. The new moms. Can I bring you a meal? Can I clean your house? What do you need? My ministry wasn't so much within the four walls of the church as much as it was ministering to members of the church. And that was something that through my experience with Addison and just what I dealt with, I really began to love to do. And I'm excited to be able to do things like that here in Okinawa and reach out to other moms and just encourage them and hopefully start a group of women here who can meet and just encourage one another and fill each other up on a weekly basis. So hopefully that wasn't too much rambling. Hopefully I got my point across. Hopefully it was an encouragement to you. I know this is a little bit of a shorter episode, but I didn't want to just go on and on and on. So yeah, so I will leave you with that on this Tuesday morning. And stay tuned. There will be another episode on Thursday. I will be having a guest on the podcast. I'm super excited about it. And yeah, that's all I've got for today. So I hope y'all have a wonderful Tuesday, and we will talk to y'all soon.